The very ones who were holding the offices of religious leadership were too busy. They were too busy having barbecues with lamb fest and chicken roast, giving sacrifices and never ministering to the needs of the people. Look, Matthew 9:13, if you back on up, it said, but go ye and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I'm not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Amen. So don't get caught up thinking that you got to be doing all of this religious stuff like it impressed me. God is saying, have you committed yourself to loving somebody else that's hurt, broke, and down and out? That's the ministry that we've been called to. That's the mission that we've been assigned to. The Jewish leaders had caused the people to be scattered abroad, to be cast out and to be thrown down, made to feel helpless and incompetent and weak. And Jesus said they were like sheep without a shepherd, having no direction, having no protection, having no provision, and having no rest. And because of this helpless estate, Jesus directed his disciples to do just this one thing. He said, pray. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send some help. Jesus pointed out the condition of the people and then gave the disciples the solution to the problem. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. Again, this message is to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They are the harvest that's plenteous as seen in chapter 37. The laborers are the disciples as seen in chapter 10. Amen. Jesus calls them together, anoints them for service, gives them power, and sends them out to do the work of the ministry, winning souls to the kingdom, casting out demons, healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases. Goes on, chapter 10, verse 7, he says, and as you go, preach. As you go saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The scripture encourages them with this statement, freely you have been given, so freely give. Look, you've been equipped and given everything you need to accomplish the assignment. This was the assignment of the disciples while Christ was still with them in the earth, preparing them for a greater work, amen, the work of evangelizing the whole world when he would go back to heaven following his resurrection. For Jesus gave them a similar message in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, in what's known as the Great Commission. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have said unto you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Acts chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. He said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the remotest parts of the earth. Let's get to work.